Slowly, Michigan is beginning to reopen. A number of specific businesses opened their doors this week, many with modifications to hours, services, and person-to-person contact. Up next, we talk with business owners on the measures they're taking to keep their employees as well as their customers safe. We also talk with Vice President of Travel Michigan, Dave Lorenz, on a new campaign in summer tourism across the state. Plus, an update from Mackinac Island next. Welcome to Media Meet. I'm your host, Elizabeth Peterson. Businesses across Michigan and the Upper Peninsula are beginning to reopen, slowly, in stages, and with adjustments. And it's May. Warmer weather has us all thinking ahead to summer. But what will that look like this year? Events are being canceled. Most recently this week, Marquette and Munising announcing their 4th of July festivities canceled for 2020. We're talking through all of this today with our guests via Zoom. I'd like to welcome to the show Vice President of Travel Michigan, Dave Lorenz, owner of Downwind Sports, Bill Thompson, co-owner of Rock River Farm, Rowan Bunce, and market manager for Marquette's Farmers Market, Sarah Johnson. Thank you all for joining us today. As always, a lot to get to. Next week is National Travel and Tourism Week, and while so much is still unknown, one thing is certain: travel, tourism, it remains at a standstill and will be done differently into the future. With this, those Pure Michigan campaigns we're so used to seeing and hearing, well, they're looking a little different right now, focusing on strength, unity, and social distancing, rather than highlighting the natural wonders of our state. Dave Lorenz with Travel Michigan is going to talk more about this, but first, we thought we'd share their new video, part of the new Two Peninsulas, One Pure Michigan effort. Take a look.
Do you have a four?
Go fish.
Gone fishing. It's a sign that means we've locked up and headed off to do something we love. Gone sailing. Gone biking. Gone golfing. Gone climbing. Gone wandering. Pure Michigan.
Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan. You know, when I first watched this, I was taken back by the lack of that, the landscape video showing Michigan's waters, trails, natural beauty. And yet the way that at the end of the piece, I still felt so proud to be a Michigander. Talk about the idea behind this campaign, focusing on social distancing, how you all came to this place.
Well, you know, it's no doubt that we are dealing with a lot of additional stress in different ways. And also, you know, we've had such problems just kind of getting along for quite some time, well before all of this happened. So we felt that it was important to stress the value of unity. You know, we're missing connections, and we're missing having some kind of control of our lives. Because of all those things, we thought we would just tell Michigan that now is the time more than ever to hang together, to hang tough. We know we can get this done. So we're using that that image that we all have between the Upper Peninsula and the Lower Peninsula. There's always a little bit of strife. You know, UP always thinks Lansing doesn't do enough. Well, let me tell you, the Lower Peninsula doesn't either. So that's just the way it is. And we thought we'd kind of play on that long-standing concept just to say that, hey, folks, we might be in two peninsulas, but we're one pure Michigan. Now's the time to stand together. Now's the time to plan and dream for our life, which will start to get back to normal soon, which includes travel and tourism. It's an important part of who we are. We need to be with people. We need to see and do different things. We need to go to different places. It's just part of our DNA. So now's the time to stay home, be safe, make sure others are safe. And soon we'll be out there before you know it. So we're trying to inspire people, inform people, trying to encourage people to be part of the solution by staying home right now and using this time to plan for trips that'll come very soon. And I have to tell you, I can't wait to get back up to the UP. I'm a Uper wannabe. I was just there just before this all broke, and it feels like it's been years. So I'll be there as soon as I can.
So let's talk about that a little bit more. You know, the Michigan DNR, they announced that camping reservations, as of right now, will resume after June 21st. So potentially that means people back in state parks, moving throughout the state. There's a lot of good in that. And then there's a lot of concern in that because, you know, visitors are coming back to our state. So how are you starting to plan and think about managing what that looks like?
Well, the travel industry is a very innovative group. You know, they've had to adjust for other things in the past, and we will adjust here as well. You'll see our attractions and our hotels and our restaurants and all those touch points that people have. They'll all make the adjustments that are necessary to make sure that we can safely accommodate the travelers and to make sure our local communities are safe as well. You know, we need to put some faith in the fact that Michigan is an innovative state. I mean, this is the state that brought the arsenal of democracy to save World War II. We put America on wheels and literally transformed into what is now the travel industry all around the world without Henry Ford making the automobile affordable for everybody. And so you think about the ways our people in this state have innovative, have adjusted to what the new necessary norms will be. We'll do it again. We're doing it right now. We're preparing for the future. And we're going to use this time to make sure that we are well prepared to safely welcome travelers. And it's important we do this. The travel and tourism industry is a huge part of our economy, especially in the Upper Peninsula. We have a lot of people out of work right now. We need to get them back to work as soon as we can. And you know, not only that, we need to travel because it's good for the soul. So the longer that we wait before we can travel, the worse it is. So we need to get out there as soon as we can. And I feel that we're going to get there pretty soon.
And as you said, the travel and tourism industry, it has been one of the hardest hit sectors by this pandemic. You all are doing a lot to support this industry in particular and to keep people engaged. Talk about some of those initiatives that you all have going on.
Well, the Two Peninsulas, One Pure Michigan is basically it's a program that we're trying to inspire people and give people some hope. But I have to tell you, the media has been so supportive because we're operating without funding right now. You know, our funding was vetoed because of all these issues. So we've created these kind of organic ads and such. You'll see billboards up there, TV ads and such. They're only there because the media is providing them for free. What a service. Going forward, we will continue to do things to both inspire and inform and to engage and get people prepared for travel. One of the things we're doing next week, it'll be on mlive.com and on Facebook Live with Pure Michigan. We're working with performers from throughout the state. We're working with people who provide attractions and food and celebrities. And we're doing a live concert, really a variety show series next week, 7 until 8 p.m. It's going to be a celebration of travel during National Travel Week, but it's also going to be an opportunity for us to bring a little money in to help those displaced workers from all throughout the state. We have hundreds of thousands of people out of work right now in the travel industry, and they're scared. And, you know, a lot of our folks don't make the most money as it is. You know, you think of baristas and restaurant people, and they live on tips. So we need to help them right now. So I hope you tune in next week, 7 until 8 p.m., Monday through Friday on mlive.com and on Pure Michigan's Facebook Live channel. It's going to be a celebration, and we're going to do some good as well.
That sounds fantastic. This week, you know, we spoke with the tourism folks over at Mackinac Island. They were unable to join us on the show, but the executive director, he spoke about, as you have, Dave, being in a bit of a holding pattern right now, monitoring the situation and following guidelines set forth by federal, state, and local officials, as well as the CDC and the World Health Organization. You know, this typically is a busy time over there planning and preparing for summer as tourists move on and off the island. Obviously, that's not the case. Most recently, they've announced events surrounding the 72nd Lilac Festival, typically held in early June. That event is going to be canceled. They're trying to move some of the activities online. But he stressed they're confident, while it will be later, that they'll be able to welcome guests this season when guidelines are eased. He's asking guests to reschedule bookings rather than cancel. It feels like it's about being cautiously optimistic right now. Is that what you're sensing?
Yeah, I am. And actually, I'm very optimistic about a good season. It's going to be a later season. But, you know, it's been cooler this spring anyway. So there would have been a little later, you know, start up to the season. I think fall is going to be the new summer in a lot of ways. And I'm recommending that people make their bookings right now. Do their planning on Michigan.org and on the other venues out there. But then do your bookings. Make them now, because when we're allowed to travel, this pent-up demand is going to really get people out there. And, you know, this is our kind of cabin fever release time anyway, anytime soon. So I'm recommending people make their bookings now and plan a little bit out there. And don't worry, if you need to change it because of the issues at hand, you'll be able to do that. So make your plans. And I'm doing everything I can to actually pay for things in advance. It's important. Small businesses, I run small businesses. They live on cash flow. And so anything we can do right now to pay in advance would be really helpful to them. And so I'm recommending you do that with attractions, with outfitters, with everybody that can provide that opportunity for you. You might even get a better deal by doing it. You never know. Just ask. But it's going to be a good year. But like I say, it might be a little bit later. But I have to tell you, fall in Pure Michigan is a beautiful time of the year. It's been getting more and more popular. This is going to be the most popular fall we've had in a long time.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that. I want to thank you, Dave, for joining us on the program. We appreciate your time, and we wish you the best as you work to navigate through all of this. We're going to move now to Downwind Sports and Bill Thompson. Bill, thank you for being here on the program today. You were able to open this week. Talk about what that process has been like.
Well, it's been real interesting for us. We're a business that we've been around since 1976, and we have been promoting social distancing since then. So we provide equipment to get people out into the woods, out onto the big lake, away from people to enjoy the beautiful Upper Peninsula. And so we have semi-opened. Our front door is still locked. But we have propped open our back door to allow people to bring in their bikes to get them fixed, tuned up, and ready for our biking season. And so we're adapting to kind of the new norm right now. And I think all small businesses need to do that. And so we are promoting ordering, pre-ordering equipment via our Facebook page, our website, calling us. Any way they want to get a message to us, we'll try to get that equipment out to them.
Reaction been like from your customers?
What's that?
What's the reaction been like from your customers?
Oh, it's been very supportive. You know, we've gotten a lot of personal messages, you know, thanking us for being open to take care of their needs, because people really want to get out. And as long as they're doing it responsibly, social distancing, following the state guidelines, I think it's very important. And as Dave mentioned earlier, the sun is starting to shine. It's getting a little warmer, and people need that. They need to get outside and recreate.
You know, I spoke with you at the beginning of all of this. You had closed your stores before it was even mandatory. I think that was over a month ago when I ran into you. How will this impact Downwind Sports into the future? How do you begin to recover from this?
Well, as I mentioned before, you have to adapt, and we're doing a lot of things to adapt. We're starting online sales, and we have customers all over the country that have at one point or another have crossed paths with us, and they're supporting us and buying some of our locally engraved Upper Peninsula and Lake Superior products, and we're shipping that all over. We're launching a new online shopping format to get a lot of our gear out. And so we are, obviously we took a hit this spring, but spring tends to be a little bit slower for us anyways. And now that the nice weather's ramping up, it's nice to be able to at least open the back door and get some of those tunes in and some equipment out the door.
Most definitely. Last, what is the message to your customers? What are your hours? When can they knock on that back door and get some service?
Well, right now we're open from 10 till 3 p.m. We have a couple staff here. Everyone's masked up. We're cleaning the store both morning and evening. We're taking all precautions. We're limiting the amount of people that can come in the store at one time and just trying to take care of everybody. But, you know, we are taking those personal messages, and we will meet people here before or after hours if they are working during that 10 to 3 time period. So, like I said, we're adapting to our new norm, and we're moving forward.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. We wish you all the best. It's always good to see you. Another business preparing to open their doors on May 15th, Rock River Farm. Rowan Bunce is here with us today. Rowan, people across Michigan were agitated that nurseries were closed during the stay-home order. Maybe not so much here in the Upper Peninsula. It was snowing for a lot of that time. But one thing that really became clear, people are anxious to get outside and get working in their gardens and their yards. I mean, that has to make you feel pretty good.
I'm sorry, you cut out there right at the end.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, that excitement from people just wanting to get outside in their gardens, that has to be a good thing for you guys.
Oh, definitely. You know, with our business, a lot of this before all the lockdown stuff happened. So we start planting in early January. And it's exciting to finally have some bare ground and have the snow gone. We were a little worried and sell our plant starts, but now that it looks like some of the restrictions have been lifted, we will be able to get people out here and hopefully get their gardens stocked.
And you know, we're working through some of these audio glitches. It's a little bit glitchy, but just a couple more questions for you. Hopefully the signal holds out. It's got to be a little bit daunting. How are you, what precautions are you taking to ensure the safety of your employees and your guests as you look to reopen?
So we have posted some COVID-19 guidelines on our website. If you up through our greenhouses, we're limiting the number of customers who can be in our greenhouses at any one time. We are asking that everyone wear masks. We will have gloves available for people. More online sales where people can pick up plant orders that are already prepackaged, and we'll be able to keep everybody kind of safe. We're just kind of doing it a day at a time. We're going to see how it goes and while they get their plant starts.
And I know typically you participate in, you know, the farmers market and different events going on in communities all across the Upper Peninsula. Knowing that some of these events are going to be possibly canceled or changing a bit, how will that impact how you all look at the season and what you all are doing?
So we have a flower farm, so a lot of our business is weddings and events, which are mostly are being postponed. So we've kind of scaled back the number of flowers we're going to grow this season, and we're adding more vegetable production. We've been working with Sarah and the farmers, other local farms, to come up with some cooperative CSAs and some online markets, which I'm sure Sarah will talk about. And we're just kind of all trying to be innovative where we wouldn't normally be selling into. This all kind of hit at the right time. No farmer had really gotten off the ground and planted a bunch of stuff yet. We all had a little bit of extra time to prepare and change the way we're going to market what we sell.
So talk about what you all have planned, the hours, what your customers need to know about May 15th and moving forward.
Okay, so we will be opening May 15th, and we'll be open from then until probably mid-June, Sundays from 10 until 6. We are hoping that people don't kind of all rush together, or else you'll have to wait to get into the greenhouse, unfortunately, for people. We will have special hours that we'll post on our website for people who are at risk, and so they can come out and have a special shopping time. Otherwise, you can go to our website and you can order some of our pre-put together garden kits. So you, instead of shopping through the greenhouse, you can just order a kit and we'll have it ready for you and plant your garden.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rowan. I appreciate your time. Work is underway right now to move the Marquette Farmers Market entirely online this year. Sarah Johnson, Market Manager, joins us now. Sarah, this one is amazing, as it allows your vendors to still sell their products, and we know how much the community loves the Farmers Market. But two, it also sounds like a lot of work. So how is it all going?
It's going. It is a lot of work. And, you know, it wasn't like we woke up one day and just decided, let's do this. A lot of thoughts, a lot of research, a lot of communications with our board, even our community and our vendors went into this decision. And just yesterday, I actually got the first look at what the site's going to look like. You can head over to our Instagram or our Facebook and kind of get a sneak peek. But We're getting up and going. I'm about to send an email out to all of the vendors right after this to let them know about trainings and a timeline for when we will actually be able to be live and allow customers to start utilizing our online marketplace.
I know you spoke with your vendors before you decided to do this, asking them, you know, what they would think about doing it this way. What was the response from them?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, we kind of proposed three different options. And through talking with our vendors and our community, a lot of people were really excited about the idea of either doing a physical market with social restrictions and guidelines in place or doing an online market. And when it came down to the wire, overwhelmingly more people were more comfortable and indicated that they would use and support an online market. And as a small business, essentially, you know, we kind of weighed the risk factors and decided that opting to go online would allow us to have a backup plan in place to carry us through these uncertain times, since we have no idea what the timeline on this looks like and things can change like that. We're also excited about how this may open some new doors and opportunities for the market down the road, possibly allowing us to elongate our season. But at the end of the day, the majority of our vendors indicated that while they're not online, they would like to be online. And having the market behind to support them and take some of that work off their hands definitely sounds appealing.
So logistically, what still needs to be worked out? I know you're working on the website piece of it, but then there's also the piece of how will people receive their products? So where does all that stand?
Yeah, so we have a plan in place and we're just kind of working on our systems behind the scenes and then gearing up with all of the equipment that we'll need to actually facilitate a pickup. So what people can expect is as a customer, you'll be able to place an online order through the online marketplace. There will be certain times because we do have to allow our vendors to be able to gather their product and bring it to the Marquette Commons. But ultimately, you know, the market will still be held on Saturdays at the Marquette Commons. However, it will be pre-order only and folks will have, you know, a time window when they can come and pick up their product. So the DDA, we're working really hard right now to get some signage up so people know what to expect, make sure that, you know, if there is a line that forms, we're practicing safe social distancing, letting folks know what's expected of them, whether they need to be wearing face masks or gloves or what have you. And also just making sure that there's access to hand washing if need be, and that we're able to, you know, collect payment and, you know, effectively and efficiently get people their orders and their food and send them on their way safely.
So you're looking at being up and running mid-May. Where can people go to kind of keep updated and where will the market be, where will it actually be located?
Yeah, of course. So the market will actually be located at the Marquette Commons where it's always been located. We're lucky enough to have an indoor building as well as an outdoor area. So that allows us to kind of continue operations and have access to amenities that will allow us to be successful. So same place. It's just not going to be that social gathering that everybody has known to come and love. Again, it is going to be pre-order only. You will not be able to show up and shop. There will be no vendors there. It's going to look a lot different. But to learn more about what we're working on, where we're at, and more details about the exact launch date, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. That's at MQT Farmers Market. And you can also check our website, which is mqtfarmersmarket.com.
So, you know, there have been a number of cancellations regarding summer events. To be able to keep this tradition going this year, what does that mean to all of you and for the community that maybe just needs a little glimmer of that, you know, that feeling of we're still moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I mean, the way we look at it is the farmers market is such an integral part to the community, but also to local food economies and local food systems. You know, we have a lot of vendors that really rely and depend on the market as a way for them to make their livelihood and to make an income. And then on the flip side, we have a lot of customers that, you know, look to the market to get access to affordable, fresh, local food. Our market also accepts several food assistance programs, and we will continue to accept those this year, even with the online market. And so, especially with COVID, there's been over 80,000 new people welcomed into the SNAP and EBT bridge card system. So we just really want to make sure that we're still able to operate and function and give our vendors an opportunity to make a livelihood and give our customers access to those things that they've come to know and love. And while I said, you know, it's not going to be that lively, feel-good community gathering, at the end of the day, we're still going to be able to support our vendors and our community through this in a safe way until, you know, we can hopefully transition into a more physical market.
And, you know, anytime you move something online, there's always that possibility that it could actually grow and become even bigger. Are you thinking about that? Are you anticipating actually having maybe more customers?
It's really exciting, and I try to not get too far ahead, but I can tell you that since we've announced this, I've heard personally from a lot of customers in more remote locations that are just really excited about the accessibility that this provides them, and knowing that if they make the effort to drive into Marquette, they're going to have an order there, and they can pick it up, and even better yet, they can use their food assistance. And on the flip side, for vendors, it might be a lot less time commitment because, you know, vendors are only required to come with their product, drop it off, help get it sorted, and then they're free to go. They're no longer required to sit at the market for, you know, 5-6 hours on a Saturday, especially during this time when so many people, you know, as Rowan had mentioned, they're working on planning more food. That requires a lot of time. You know, the farmers market is a great location for that face-to-face personal interaction. And obviously online doesn't really offer that. But weird times call for weird measures, and we're excited to see how this market takes off, what it means for the future, and how we might be able to implement this and all of the opportunities that this may bring us.
All right. Well, Sarah, I want to thank you for your time today. I'm looking forward to seeing the website when it's completed sometime in mid-May. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us as we continue to cover the response to COVID-19 here and across the state. I also want to thank all of you watching and listening on Public Radio 90. For WNMU's Media Meet, I'm Elizabeth Peterson. Stay safe, stay healthy.
The preceding program was produced by WNMU-TV, Northern Michigan University Public Television, and studios located in Elizabeth and Edgar Hardin Hall.